The early primary state of New Hampshire is back in the political spotlight. Although the state has just 4 electoral votes, it could be pivotal in a close presidential election. And much like the rest of the swing states, President Obama has seen his lead over Republican Mitt Romney erode after the first debate. WNYC's Anna Sale has been in New Hampshire this week talking to voters, and she joins us now. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Satirius.
So, you know, the vice presidential debate is tonight. Is it something New Hampshire voters are talking about?
Of course, New Hampshire voters are famously engaged during their primary process, and that is continuing. Nearly every voter I've talked to here watched Obama and Romney debate last week. They're planning on watching the debate tonight. And the debate last week made a difference in the polls here. Before the debate, President Obama's lead was up to 15 points here in New Hampshire. That's now down to 6 points this week. And the president's lead came as much from his support ticking up as Romney's support bottoming out to the lowest of its campaign. But Romney's debate performance lifted that, and that's what I heard from Republican voters here, this sense of relief that Romney finally had his footing and was really had a shot at defeating Obama. And just like that last story we heard, when the national press is focused on whether Romney is shifting to the center, but I didn't hear that from Republicans here in New Hampshire. A voter named Nancy Biko was typical. She's a school bus driver in Manchester, the town in New Hampshire. I met her. She was keeping stats at a Little League game. And she moved to New Hampshire from Massachusetts about 10 years ago. And she said that Mitt Romney she saw on stage at the debate is the Mitt Romney she's always known. Take a listen.
Yeah, I mean, he just looked like the same old Romney that was governor in Massachusetts. So, yeah, I think he did a good job.
So Romney is firming up his Republican base. But who has the momentum here? Who's pulling voters over from the other side?
You know, most of the voters I've talked to who are voting for Obama supported him 4 years ago. The Romney backers largely voted for McCain. There are a few exceptions of note. I met a young woman working at a cafe in downtown Concord, and she told me how hard it's been to find good people to work, and she blamed government benefits. And she told me she voted for Obama 4 years ago, but after watching Romney in the debate, she's prepared to vote for him. And that's actually also what a University of New Hampshire poll showed this week, that Obama's big lead among women here has shrunk a little bit. And I also met a union firefighter from New Boston, New Hampshire. He's a Republican named Dennis Picard. And he had something interesting to say. He said the union battles in New Hampshire's legislature and in states like Wisconsin have convinced him that he can't vote for Romney, even though he voted for McCain. But listen to how he said it. He didn't sound too enthused about it. Take a listen.
So are you supporting President Obama?
Yes. What other choice do I have? You know, I don't want to support the Republican Party. I've been born and raised Republican, but I'm not for his principles as far as what he wants to do for the right to work and, just union bashing.
New Hampshire voters are famous for being independent. Which way are they leaning now with less than a month to go until the election?
That's right. A lot of independent voters here in New Hampshire, they make up the largest share of the electorate here. And political consultants generally consider only about a third of the unaffiliated voters here truly centrist, the ones that would go back and forth between Democratic or Republican. Most of the rest either lean Democratic or Republican. President Obama still has an edge among independent voters here in New Hampshire, but that has shrunk a little since the debate. And keep in mind, these independent voters in New Hampshire, they can be fickle. I met a woman named Kathleen Lang Lois at a women's bowling league. She's an independent voter, told me she leans Republican. And I asked her who she voted for 4 years ago. She told me she couldn't actually even really remember. She thinks she supported John McCain. And when I asked her about this year, first she said she didn't like anybody. She didn't want like anybody who was running for president. But then she said this. Take a listen.
Oh, I've decided, but it's basically a vote against Obama is what it is. I'm going for Romney, but it's, you know, I'm going to give him 4 years if he doesn't do something, he'll be gone too, as far as I'm concerned.
So again, remember, New Hampshire is the only state that rejected George W. Bush in 2004 after backing him in 2000. It kicked out both its Democratic members of Congress in 2010 after going for Obama in 2008. So this is a state that swings back and forth. And one more just kind of interesting fact that I've learned here, 2 House candidates, the Democratic candidates running to get back to Washington and the Democratic candidate for governor, they're all women. And if they win, then all of New Hampshire's top elected leaders will be women because New Hampshire's U.S. senators are both women.
All right. Thanks so much, Anna.
Thank you, Satirius.
WNYC's Anna Sale.